Dr. Don Reed is a surgeon. 7 years ago, when his flu-like symptoms escalated frighteningly, he knew it was time to worry.
I felt like I was carrying a backpack with 1,000 pounds of bricks, trying to get around and make it through a few hours, and then I'd be worn out and have to go home and go back to bed.
Soon, Reed was sleeping 20 hours a day and losing feeling in his legs. He suspected the mosquito-borne West Nile virus. And he was right.
Over a month in ICU in 2 different hospitals, 2 months in inpatient rehab, 2 months in outpatient rehab. I was out of work for 7 months. And when I went back to work, I could see patients for 1 hour, do the paperwork, and then go home, go to bed.
At the peak of his illness, Reed's legs were paralyzed, and he couldn't speak or write. A slim minority of people who contract West Nile virus experience these extreme symptoms, but Reed says that's no reason to be complacent.
So only one out of 150 people get the serious symptoms. It's like playing Russian roulette with a revolver with 150 chambers and one bullet. You can pull it a bunch of times and miss, but if you get that one time, you're in bad shape. You do not want to have this disease.
Dallas County Health Department Director Zach Thompson says it's very early in the season for a human case, and he's worried about the 15 zip codes with West Nile infected mosquito pools.
This could be a difficult and challenging summer as it relates to West Nile virus. So we're very concerned. We want our citizens to be concerned enough to protect themselves.
Thompson says the best way to do that is to take simple precautions. Drain standing water at your house, wear long sleeves and pants when you go outside at dawn and dusk, and use bug spray with DEET. Counties and cities across North Texas are trapping and testing mosquitoes and spraying infected areas. If you have a question about your neighborhood, call City Hall or your local health department. Courtney Collins, KRA News.